If you want daily Elon Musk news and updates, please take a second and subscribe on whatever podcast platform you're on right now, because we bring it to you every single day. Thank you so much. Now let's get into some Elon news here at the Elon Musk Podcast.
Elon Musk is under federal investigation relating his $44 billion takeover deal of Twitter. This news came from a court filing that was made public on Thursday about the latest ongoing legal disputes between the billionaire Musk and the social network. Though Twitter said he was under investigation, say what the focus of that investigation was all about. They said this game of hide the ball must end. Twitter sued Elon Musk in July to force him to close this deal, and they said that lawyers for the Tesla CEO claimed investigative privilege when refusing to hand over documents that it wanted. It had also said that it requested Musk's attorneys produce their communications with federal authorities months ago, but they haven't done so. And in late September, Elon's attorneys provided a privileged log identifying documents to be withheld from them, referenced drafts of a 13 of May email to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, which enforces the law against the market manipulation of Elon Musk and Twitter. So it also said that there was a slide presentation to the FTC, whose principal mission is promoting the antitrust law and consumer protection. The court request was filed on the same day that the court granted a stay of litigation to allow Twitter and Elon to close the takeover deal. And the SEC has questioned Elon's comments about Twitter. And in April, the SEC asked him whether the disclosure of his 9% Twitter stake was late and why it indicated that he intended to be a passive shareholder. Elon indicated he was an active investor at that point. And in June, the SEC asked Elon in a letter whether he should have amended his public filing to reflect his intention to suspend or abandon the deal. An attorney for Elon told Reuters that Twitter's court filing was a misdirection, and it is Twitter's executives that are under federal investigation. Twitter declined to comment on that statement. So this filing comes as the months-long saga of Elon and Twitter keeps going forward until the end of the year. Now, Elon wants to buy Twitter, and we all know that. He's said it publicly numerous times, but he is wary of the bots that are part of Twitter. There was also a recent investigation by a former FBI agent that said that there's about 80% of bots on Twitter that aren't people. So Elon is also skeptical about the bot program. What can he do about this? Elon has also said that this is the first step to make X.com into a thing. Right now, if you go to X.com, it's just says X on it. There's nothing there. There's no app there. There's nothing there for you to use. So Elon's idea for the future of this is to turn Twitter into a multifaceted platform, whether it's the same Twitter that we see now with the news feed. We all understand that. We all know about the news feed on Twitter. We see it. We use it every day almost. And also, he wants to add some sort of payment system to it. So think about Stripe, something like Stripe, where you can send money back and forth, something like Apple Pay, where you can pay your friends a couple bucks for dinner, something like Venmo, all that combined with Twitter. So it could be a messaging app, something you can use to send it and receive money, but also something where you can have encrypted chats with people, something that you could make phone calls with, audio calls, video calls with Twitter. I think Elon has a bigger strategy here, shopping, things like that, things that will make Twitter into a multifaceted platform. So think about what is already out there. Facebook already does this, right? They have multiple ways to make money. Advertisements, they have, you know, there's things like WhatsApp out there. There's, the multiple messaging programs through Facebook. You have the news feed, of course, from your friends, family, and also from, you know, enterprise news agencies. So Facebook already kind of has all this stuff covered. What could Twitter bring to the deal? You know, what could the new X.com bring to the deal that something like the Facebook platform doesn't already do? And I'm kind of skeptical, you know, in a way,
And I don't know if this show is brought to you by Backblaze. I use Backblaze to back up my podcast, my video files, all of my writing stuff, and all my photos. And you get unlimited computer backup for Macs and PCs for just $7 a month. You can back up your own documents, photos, videos, drawings, projects, all of your data, and access your backed up data from anywhere in the world using the web app. And you can access the files on your mobile too. iOS, Android apps, all covered. And this is the cool part. This is my favorite part. You can restore it by mail. A hard drive will come to your house with all your data shipped to your door. It could come to your business too. And you can restore, return, refund program. So you can buy a hard drive restore, send the hard drive back within 30 days, and get a full refund. So basically, they ship you this hard drive, and then you ship it back, and you don't ever pay for it, which is the perfect program for somebody who has huge files, and you don't want to waste days and days downloading terabytes and teraflops of data. And if you're worried about accidentally deleting your files, $2 extra a month, you can increase your retention history to 1 year. And I use it for all of my video files. It comes in super handy. So $7 plus $2, $9 a month, and you get everything backed up, ease of mind for up to a year. And if you use the URL backblaze.com/Elon, you get a fully featured 15-day no credit card required free trial. Check it out, play with it, start protecting yourself from potential bad times. Back your stuff up. It's recommended by the New York Times, Inc., Macworld, PC World, LifeWire, Wired, Tom's Guide, 9to5Mac, and more. And it's recently been listed on the NASDAQ Stock Exchange under BLZE, so you know they're legit. Backblaze is committed more than ever to bringing easy and affordable data storage that you can trust. Don't be that person that forgot to back up their important files. We've got your back. Sign up for a free 15-day trial. No credit card required. Go there, sign up, play with it. It's really powerful and is really easy to use. So go to backblaze.com/Elon. 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 That's the right way to think about this. But there's already platforms out there that do all this. Your phone, if you have an iPhone. Your iPhone does a lot of this stuff anyway. With iMessage, you can send money back and forth. You have encrypted data if you want it. You send messages back and forth. It's not a public message, mind you, but it's personal, peer-to-peer, person-to-person messaging. So does it need to be a social platform for everything? Elon really thinks so. And could he move forward with the acquisition of Twitter and completely gut what's there now and turn it into something that's more of a broad spectrum of ways that people could use the internet, a huge tool in the future? I'm not sure what's going to happen with this. Elon is under investigation. Twitter thinks Elon should have bought this thing a long time ago, and there's a lot of money to be made with Twitter in the future if Elon goes through with this, and if everything works out well, billions of dollars to be made in the future. Stripe, payment processor, billions of dollars. They make tons of money all the time. And Elon sees that as a way to make billions and billions of dollars in the future. $44 billion is what he wants to pay for this thing. Could he make $44 billion in the first year, second year, third year? Could this be a 10-year plan for him? Is this going to be funding the other programs that SpaceX and Tesla and Boring Company, et cetera, that Elon has under his wing? Well, they're all different entities, and he is the richest person in the world right now on paper. There are other people that don't have the money on paper, you know, in other countries that have way more money than him. But Elon right now, $44 billion, he has some other people involved with him, and it's not all of his money. So these stakeholders to take this private could possibly, you know, see his vision for the future, see his vision for the platform, and see his vision for his new platform, X.com, as a way to, you know, make their $1 or $2 billion back that they invest. Maybe they can make it back in a few years. Maybe this is a long-term play where they try to take out Facebook, where they try to take out the other social networks out there, and they also try to bring messaging into one place. Like, how great would it be if you had one app that did everything? You just tab back and forth between your social network, your banking, purchasing goods, everything all in one place.
I think that would be pretty cool. I don't know if that's feasible, because if you think about the stranglehold that Amazon has, the marketplace for shipping goods and commerce in general now, and Walmart as well. So Elon would be taking out those two juggernauts if he decides to get into the shopping realm of things, or he could just piggyback on them. You know, could he use something that's already available to everybody, Amazon or something like Walmart.com or local shopping, local grocery stores, things like that? Could he get grocery delivery to you? I mean, it's possible in this app. Who knows? Who knows what his plans are for the future? But whatever it is, he wants to make money from it. And his ultimate goal is to take this private and to kind of unregulate the speech on it. Free speech. So we'll see in the future. I think it's going to be a 10-year play. I don't think it's going to be happening anytime in the next few years where we'll see the full potential of this. But no tech company becomes mature without their headaches in the beginning. Every tech company has their weird stage, you know, their teenage years where they're kind of weird and they go through that emo phase and they dye their hair and they do all that fun stuff. And, you know, this company is going to have to do the same thing. It's in its infancy now. Twitter's a mature platform, but rolling into something like X is going to be a whole other thing. So, hey, if you like this kind of content, if you like this Elon content, make sure to subscribe on any platform that you're on right now. I really do appreciate you sticking with me and hanging out and being part of the show. And I really do appreciate all of the support. Take care. Check out starshipshirts.com too. That's our merch store. And you can check out NASA and SpaceX related merch.